Joseph Guido. I am CFRC's Airwave YGK Musicians in Residence project intern. Do you love local music and supporting local arts? CFRC's annual funding drive is running until December 31st, and your gift is needed to help us provide local musicians with modern, top-of-the-line equipment, space, and technical support to better showcase their creativity on our airwaves all year round. Help us raise $25,000 this year. Make your gift today via cfrc.ca.
How's it going tonight, folks? Welcome to this week's episode of the Maple Forge on CFRC 101.9 FM out of Kingston, Ontario. This weekend, let me tell you, it's hard to talk about this weekend. It was probably one of the most mind-blowing weekends I've had in a long time. Nathapalooza at the Mansion, put on by Riff Mountain and Black Throne Productions, was a huge success. We had an amazing turnout. We packed the basement of the Mansion. So many great people. Shout out to Ox. Shout out to Astral Witch. Shout out to Sun Below. Shout out to the Screaming Sins. It was a great night. Great times were had with great people. If you were there, you'll know what I mean. The energy in that room was absolutely phenomenal. I can't wait to get everybody together again and do it all again. But yeah, amazing time. All the bands right on point. I got to meet some pretty awesome people that I haven't got to meet in person yet. Just had contact through the internet who've been super supportive. So that was amazing. Shout out to Fuzz Dog. He brought me an amazing Rune Mountain t-shirt, which is a part of Canadian metal history. So I cherish that. It's been basically a second skin since I got it. But yeah, I don't know. It's hard to describe the night because it was so awesome. So friggin' awesome. So again, thanks to Riff Mountain. Thanks to all the bands. Thanks to Black Throne. And a shout out to Nathalie. Happy birthday again. I hope you had a great night. So again, I'm speechless about the night. It was just amazing. But we're gonna do our little Doom Chart segment here to kick off the night. Doom Charts released their October Doom Charts, and us Canadians have something to celebrate. Sandvice was third on the Doom Charts, so a Canadian band ranking in the top three, which is amazing. So to celebrate that, we're going to listen to the album that got them on there. We're going to listen to Standing in the Fire in its entirety. So first we're going to listen to a few tracks. I'll come back, talk a bit more about the band, and kick it into the last track. So we're gonna hear I'll Be Rising, Standing in the Fire, Wait and See, and No Love Here, and then I'll be back to talk to you a little bit more about the band and where you can find them, where you can check them out, and how you can show them some love. So thanks again for tuning in to this week's episode. Here is some Sandvice. Go check out Doom Charts and find some more music at doomcharts.com. This is where Sandvice came from. So let's give it up for Sandvice. Let's get into some tunes.
Thank you.
got a little witchy. Now we're back. Oh yeah. Friggin' rich witch rot. I cannot wait to see them on Saturday night. You know, not to brag or anything, but they're gonna be crashing at my house, so we're gonna have a little fun time. But again, that was Venus and Furs to kick it off. Devil in Your Eyes, second there, and then Strega, one of their best tunes in my opinion as well, to kick it off, to end it off there. Sorry. Like I said, I'm sick. I'm kind of all over the place. I'll be making some mistakes tonight. I apologize, folks. But yeah, that was Witch Rot. Now we're going to kick it into some Strange Happenings. You're going to hear their little psychedelic garage experimental sound they have going on. I did a radio show years and years ago on CFRC and actually had these guys on. And that was when they were still kind of like forming and finding what they wanted to do. And now, years later, that I've connected with them again, they found what they want to do, and I think they're doing it well. So I'm going to give you guys the chance to hear it too, and you guys can tell me what you think. So we're going to hear some Strange Happenings. We got Fishman first, and then Redshift, and then we're going to finish it off with One Plant. So let's get into it on CFRC 101.9 FM.
We'll be right back.
Oh yeah, back after the strange happenings. Fishman there to kick it off, Redshift in the middle, and then we finished it with One Planet. And now you're back to listening to old stuffed up Josh. So I wanted to grab some Arachnia to play for you guys. They don't have any real recordings. I wanted to grab the CFRC live sessions recordings, but they weren't up. Like the live was great. I just couldn't get the recordings to cut well enough to sound good as a recording. So unfortunately we won't hear any Arachnia tonight. I'm sorry, dudes. I'm sorry, spider dudes. I tried. Maybe it's just because I'm sick. Maybe my hearing's off. I just couldn't get the cuts right. I'm sorry, dudes. But speaking of CFRC, if you do want to hear Spider Dudes or Arachnia, you can check out the CFRC live sessions from October 10th. And you can listen to that right on cfrc.ca and go to the archives. And while you're there, we have a little funding drive going on right now. We have to spend a big portion of our yearly budget on a new transmitter and some new stuff to keep the station running, basically. So we need your help, as always, to keep the station going. We're doing a funding drive. There's prizes to be won from many, many amazing local vendors and stores. And for every $5 you donate, you get an entry into these draws. So go to cfrc.ca, look at the funding drive page, and if you can, help support us. We'd really appreciate it. I personally thank you, and I know everybody else at the station really appreciates it too. So again, just cfrc.ca, and you can find out how to donate there. So we're going to come to the end of the show here. Didn't do much talking, I know, I'm sorry. Like I said, I'm under the weather. Do my best here. We're gonna finish it off with two bands from the Toronto area. We're gonna do Pale Horse Ritual, and then we're gonna kick it into Low Orbit. And Pale Horse Ritual, they just came out with their first EP. They're a new band. The EP is called Never Know. So you can check that out. It's on YouTube. You can stream it most places. So we're going to hear two tracks from that. We're going to hear Enchantress and then the title track, Never Know. And then we're going to kick it into Low Orbit with their most recent album, Crater Creator. Love that name. And we're going to hear Wormhole first and then Time Lord. And that'll be the show. Again, thanks for tuning in. I appreciate you. If you have the time, come check out the show on the 16th at the Mansion. Witch Rot, Strange Happenings, Arachnia. It's going to be a blast. I hope to see you there. Let's end it off with some Pale Horse Ritual and Low Orbit here on the Maple Forge on CFRC 101.9 FM. We'll be right back.
CFRC's funding drive is now underway. Join us at the Upper Hall of the Spire on Saturday, November 30th for Wrestling School of Rock in partnership with our friends at the Independent Wrestling Academy. The show is main evented by an Academy Championship match between Alexi Ormov and Geriatric. Also watch as Billy Baxter makes his professional wrestling debut against KL Shock. Proceeds from ticket sales support CFRC's funding drive. Get your tickets via CFRC.ca or IWACanada.ca and get ready to rock the Spire.
CFRC's funding drive is now underway and running through December 31st. Donate today and get amazing CFRC prizes. For every $5 you donate, donors also earn one more ticket for each of our weekly raffle draws, featuring prizes from wonderful local businesses, including Agent 99, Allure Hair Extension Room, Atomica, Black Dog Tavern, Brian's Record Option, Cher Mare Spa, Diane's Fish Shack and Smokehouse, Gray Mulkin's Wireworks, and Minotaur Games and Gifts. Enjoy the benefits of donating. Give today via CFRC.ca.
Did you recognize that sound? That's the sound of a healthy, well-cared-for cat. I truly hope you've been lucky enough to hear that sound before. The feral cat population around Kingston and the surrounding areas has grown considerably over the last few years. And thanks to organizations like Kendra's Community Kitties, these feral cats are being fed, medically cared for, spayed, neutered, flea treated, dewormed, given winter shelters, and placed in loving homes whenever possible.
Hundreds of these special animals have been rescued by Kendra, and many of these wonderful felines are purring right now, safe and healthy.
But rescuing and rehoming feral cats isn't easy. It requires an enormous amount of time and effort, and there are a few ways you can help.
You can donate to Kendra's Community Kitties on their website, kckitties.com. Even a small amount will help pay for medication, spay and neutering procedures, and food and supplies to keep these felines sheltered and healthy in the cold winters or extreme heat of the summer. Because some of these kitties are not socialized, Kendra has committed herself to provide 22 dishes of food with fresh water every day, 365 days a year, to six feral colonies. Food prices have increased significantly, so donations of food and money are always needed. Funding assists with the process of finding homes for these cats as well, as it takes time and money to find the right individual or family to be matched with the right kind of cat. You can become a foster family for our feline friends. Go to kckitties.com and learn how you can care for and love a cat or even a family of kittens until they can be moved into their forever homes. At the colonies, Kendra plants the seeds of trust and socializes the feral felines when she brings them food at the same time each and every single day. So they're more accepting of humans when placed with foster families. But fostering a feral cat is no easy task. Kendra cannot take these cats from the colonies unless there are foster homes willing to commit to help these kitties gain trust with humans.
You can adopt one of these special cats or kittens. If you've already been thinking of getting a furry friend, reach out to Kendra at kckitties.com and she'll provide you with all the information you need to make this important decision.
Any help you can offer Kendra's Community Kitties will be tremendously appreciated. Not only by Kendra, but by the lucky feral felines she rescues.
And hey, maybe, just maybe, one day you'll get to hear
Panda say I love you.
I'm being completely honest now, okay? Homelessness makes me uncomfortable. But then I think, at least it's not sleeping on the sidewalk with everything I own uncomfortable.
Don't let homelessness assumptions get in the way of homelessness solutions. Go to CanadaCanDoIt.ca. Help the Canadian Alliance to End Homelessness.
Hello, CFRC listeners. This is Christina Laurie, CFRC's Local Journalism Initiative news reporter. CFRC's annual funding drive campaign is now underway through December 31st, and you can help CFRC keep our listeners informed on issues that matter with modernized broadcasting equipment and trained team members. Help CFRC hit our $25,000 fundraising goal this year by donating today at cfrc.ca.
CFRC's funding drive is now underway. Join us at the Upper Hall of the Spire on Saturday, November 30th for Wrestling School of Rock in partnership with our friends at the Independent Wrestling Academy. The show is main evented by an Academy Championship match between Alexei Orimov and Geriatric. Also watch as Billy Baxter makes his professional wrestling debut against KL Shock. Proceeds from ticket sales support CFRC's funding drive. Get your tickets via CFRC.ca or IWACanada.ca and get ready to rock the spire.